Let's check and see if it's bright and sunny in Fermanagh and speak to the DUP leader, Arlene Foster. Ms. Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I'm not in lovely Fermanagh this morning. I'm actually on the road up to Coleraine, but it's still very nice.
It is a beautiful morning. It's one of those mornings after the day before. When you did wake up this morning, did you think you had done the right thing yesterday?
Yes, absolutely. I thought long and hard about my decision to go to Clonus yesterday, and I'm very content with the decision I made. I mean, that's recognising that there'll be many who wouldn't have made that decision, and I understand the reason for that. But of course, this is not the first time that I have attended a sporting event on a Sunday. 2 years ago, I was in Nice with the Northern Ireland team, supporting them as well, and I thought long and hard about that as well. So I am the leader of a political party. At that time, I was the First Minister of Northern Ireland, and sometimes we have to do things that are outside our comfort zone.
Yeah, you talk about the comfort zone because it was much easier to make that long journey to Nice than it was to just come down the road and round the corner to Clonus.
Well, you know, as I said yesterday, I've been many times in Clonus. It's not far away from where I grew up. But I'd never been to St Tiernach's Park before, and of course I recognise the significance of me going there yesterday. It is a journey. I think that a lot of people are on a journey, and I think the GAA are on a journey as well. So it is important that I went yesterday, and as I say, it's a decision I think was the right one.
A journey, of course, very often a two-way street, and you'll be expecting something on the return journey. What are you expecting?
Well, I think yesterday what I did was to show that despite the fact that this is not my culture and it's not something I identify with, I do recognise very much, particularly because Fermanagh had reached the Ulster Championship for the first time in 10 years. I wanted to reach out to my constituents and neighbours and to say, I understand that this is a very important part of your life. It's a very important part of getting to the Ulster Final. And therefore, I wanted to acknowledge that. And that's why I did that. And I hope that on the other side, as it were, there will be a recognition and an understanding and a tolerance for those of us from a different tradition, those of us from an Orange tradition or an Ulster British tradition.
Because, you know, Sinn Féin members have already been, for example, to Windsor Park to see Northern Ireland play, something that they don't feel incredibly comfortable with. What would Michelle have to do to pay back Arlene on this one?
I don't think it's the case of that, Frank, but I do hope that there's more of an understanding and maybe getting to learn a little bit about my tradition and my culture and my background in a way that I tried to do yesterday with the GAA. And I was and I have been disappointed by the fact that Sinn Féin have been recently making commentary about Orange parades in Belfast in particular. And I think that there is a need to understand the background of our different identities and to move forward, because what I want for Northern Ireland is a shared society, one where we understand each other's cultures, don't necessarily have to share them. I mean, those in my community who wouldn't feel comfortable in a GAA match, that's fine, but you should understand that it is a very important part of life for many, many people in Northern Ireland.
Were you impressed by the welcome yesterday? Like, they were practically standing to applaud you.
It was lovely. It was a very warm welcome, and I do have to say a big thank you to the Ulster Council for the way in which they managed yesterday, and I was made feel very, very welcome.
And the next welcome, is it this Thursday with the LGBT community? Is that your next step? People say it's a charm offensive.
Well, I'm not very fond of that phrase, I have to say, Frank, because I'm not very fond of the fact that it's called an offensive. It is a policy of trying to reach out and to acknowledge that there are many different parts to the community in Northern Ireland. I want everybody who lives here to feel comfortable. I want people to enjoy and be proud of Northern Ireland, and that's what I'm trying to do by reaching out to the different communities, the different faith-based communities. I, as you know, visited the Muslim community during Eid, their celebration of the end of Ramadan, and I'm looking forward to engaging with the LGBT community on Thursday. It doesn't mean that we change our principles or our policy, but I do think it's good manners to acknowledge that there are those in our society who don't share the same views as ourselves, but we all share a common geography and we all live in Northern Ireland.
Jim Allister says it's the start of a return to Stormont on Sinn Féin's terms.
No, I have to say, I found Jim's statement yesterday very offensive. This is a man who thinks that he should attack me, someone who has suffered at the hands of the IRA, someone whose father was targeted by the IRA, someone who lived on the Fermanagh border at a time when Jim wasn't involved in politics and actually was quite comfortable in a lucrative career at the bar of Northern Ireland. So I find it very offensive to hear Jim attacking me for trying to make moves to make Northern Ireland a better place and to politicise it in the fashion that he has. I think it's very offensive, find it repulsive, but unfortunately I'm not at all surprised.
But have many other unionists complained to you? Have they raised the issue and said they found it a difficult experience?
No, not very many, but I have engaged with some colleagues who wouldn't do it themselves, I think it's fair to say. I think they understand why I did it. But for some people, going to a sporting event like that on a Sunday is not something that they would do, and I would never ask them to do it, frankly. I am a leader of a political party. There are many who don't have to take those decisions because, you know, none of this is easy, Frank. But let me say this, nothing worthwhile ever was easy.
Now, Christopher Stalford, did he enjoy it?
He did, I think. Yes, indeed. It was a big culture shock for Christopher. Not only was he at his first GAA match, but coming down through the countryside of County Fermanagh as well, probably was a shock for him as well.
But he didn't get a jersey. You know, people want to know, what are you going to do with your jersey?
Yes, indeed, I have it, and I will keep it as a memento of my time when Fermanagh reached the Ulster Championship final. But of course, maybe I'll keep it to the time when they win the Ulster Championship.
Mrs. Foster, Arlene Foster, DUP leader, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
Arlene Foster, a couple of years ago I asked her if she would go to a final if Fermanagh were in it. She said she would consider it, and in the end she did go.